Sati from Uniongland-Ville Studios. Good morning and welcome to the final edition of the program. Good morning, Saloon, for this week, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Today, now Friday, September 14, 2018. We where they bring this Friday edition of the program come to you. Mina Asma James.
And Mina Mabel Kaba, good morning. Inside this edition of the program, Good Morning Saloon, the Vice President, Dr. Mohamed Jules Dejalo, don't say, for help push the country economy go before, government don't begin give visa-free entry to tourists them where they can at the country. The Executive Secretary and the Disability Commission, Sir Lamin Kotekwe, don't say, one reason we made the commission not able for do them work proper one, now because they not get office space for the past 6 months. And today, inside the program, Radio Democracy will talk to the Public Relations Officer and the Anti-Corruption Commission, Alassane Kabo, where they can talk about the arrest them, where the SEC make this BNTM, and other case them, where the commission they look inside right now.
Well, this and plenty other story them day, now the program, plus the general manager, now the Guma Valley Water Company, Bankole Mansari, say, government office they owe the company over 22 billion loans for water rates. Wakabot all na part of the program. Remember, say yourself we can listen and watch we can be part of the program by where you can send your comments to the number 077-981-981. You can also go to Radio Democracy Facebook page and drop your comments there. And also you can listen in live on www.radiodemocracy.sl with support from Usiwa and Africell. The program na Good Morning Saloon, and it come to you from 98.1 FM. Well, if you hear from a headline this morning, we will talk to the ACC, who say they don't do some read them, and also waiting the commission don't do inside the program. Well, we get Alassane Kabo, Deputy Director of Public Education and External Outreach. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
All right, we'll come to you shortly. The program na Good Morning Saloon.
The program they continue. And the first issue we look at the program this morning. Now the general manager at the Guma Valley Water Company, Bankole Mansari, we don't say this company not able for get them running cost them because government office them not agree for pay water rates where it say don't reach up to 22 billion yuns. Well, Bankole Mansari talk this now the Bank of Saloon Complex Thursday, September 13, inside the 2019 budget. Budget policy hearing where the Ministry of Finance they do now with different ministry departments and agency them. We report Abdullah Gula gets more on this and gonna report.
Town service is everywhere is standardized.
Well, some areas we have 1,300.
What about the provincial?
We shall have from 15.
Now the Bank of Saloon Complex inside Freetown, the Ministry of Finance, they continue for engage different ministry, department and agency them for look inside them budget plan for the year 2019.
Walk you through our 5-year corporate plan. We talk about the capacity of Guma to provide water and the demand of the city. We also talk about our revenue and expenditure, what we spend money on government support.
Different parastatal them, like the Sierra Leone State Lottery, the Sierra Leone Road Transport Corporation, Guma Valley Water Company, and plenty other one them, been formed 3 group them, and they made a talk on different issue them inside them work, and our government for support them inside the year 2019. Matthew Dingy, now the Principal Deputy Financial Secretary at the Ministry of Finance. He talked to Radio Democracy why the ministry decide for bring can different departments and agency them. This time around, we not been part of this process.
Compared to what we done over the years, this year, with the advice of the Financial Secretary and because of the PFM Act, we don't give the Minister of Finance the authority for oversee the performance of state-owned enterprises, we decide to for bring all of them to the budget hearings because by rights, they are formed by Act of Parliament, they are statutory bodies, where they for deliver services to the populace, but then they collect revenues or fees for them services within they do, and by them make up, they for also be able to give something back to government in the form of dividend. But find out, say, for the past couple of years, nothing like that never happened. They are making losses persistently, and not only the losses now within they make, now the contingent liability also within gets on government.
That na Matthew Dingy, Principal Deputy Financial Secretary at the Ministry of Finance, Bankole Mansari, na the general manager na the Guma Valley Water Company. Inside this budget hearing, he talk about the challenge them where Guma Valley don't they get for do them work, where one of them, according to Ram, now where government office them, not they agree for pay them water rates. As he say, this don't swell to big debts, we pass 22 billion loans.
If you look at our receivable, about over 2 billion, mostly owned by ministries, government ministries, departments, and agencies. If that money is paid today, we should be able to offset all our liabilities, including the statutory obligations. So it's like we find ourselves in a very difficult situation. At the end of every month, a decision has to be made as to what is it that we need, given our bigger resources, and what is it that we have to share until such a time when we get payments from government. And that is why we have always emphasized that if only we get MDAs, only MDAs, to pay off even half of what they consume, should be able to run this company without going into such liability.
Bankole Mansari carry on for talk about why this situation don't unbug the work of the Guma Valley Water Company and waiting government for do now for solve this problem.
We cannot cut them off. Take, for example, the Minister of Defense.
Yeah.
You cannot disconnect the military headquarters. They will tell you it's a security risk. The Ministry of Health, or well now the Peter City Council that manages the hospitals. When they are delinquents, you don't disconnect the hospital. We have the emergency hospital, which according to them, they believe they have an arrangement with the government of Sierra Leone that they should not be paying bills. Understand? So all these bills must be paid by somebody. And for us, it is government that should pay these bills. So let's find a mechanism by which the monies can be paid directly to Guma on the approval of these MDAs. That if the money has to be channeled to the MDAs, it becomes very difficult for them to pay because they have their own priority.
Musa and Sumana Soko, they lead the Water Sanitation and Hygiene Network, WASHnet, and they've been talked to Radio Democracy. What do you think about this situation with Guma Valley Water Company fend and safe?
One thing we come out very visibly now, the fact that we get ministries, departments, and agencies, them we owe Guma Valley well around 23 billion. It is very much challenging, particularly where we look at a company where for use revenue generated by INSEF and for run INSEF as well, you know, for meet operational cost them. So I feel say already growing challenges that be done there over the period. How we can get, for example, Guma Valley for taking challenges that they onboard the planning process for 2019. So at least by 2019-2020, we no go come back and begin to talk about the same challenges.
One other government agency, we make presentation inside this budget hearing that the Saloon Road Transport Corporation, SLRTC, we then self been cry plenty losses, but challenge them, we then say they know the face as then they go about for do them work. Mahmoud Kamara, and the finance coordinator na SLRTC. He talked to Radio Democracy, but then challenged them, yeah.
We challenges them with March since 2016, with the fuel pump price shot up from 3,750 to 6,000. We begin to realize some challenges them fear, as against the fears we ask for per route. The government came to a negotiated term that they would give 240 million per month for fuel support, which we are in that amount they go directly to NP's account, not to SLRTC account. When you go there, all we carry is now for because of fear. And that fear now is used now for generating revenue and take care of all overheads.
That's for the boss, the moon that they own.
Of course. So like that support actually it can but it can late. So we would have to appeal to government that that support will be timely on a monthly basis.
Mahmoud Kamara carry on for talk about one main concern with SLRTC gets. We get for do with toll gate couple where the government boss then they pay. We according to Ram, too plenty.
The toll gate will spend about 65 to 70 million per month. You put that amount for year, it's over 840 million. What do you talk about? Yeah, somebody will listen, will say, yes, there's plenty of money and it affects the running cost. But we boss and apply the route to get at least about 25, that boss deploy the routes back and forth on a daily basis. So you put that money, any pass will pass, will they pay as the normal ordinary man they pay, will deploy the routes. You can imagine as a social service, we won't price the below the commercial transport owners then. But we are all paying, will they pay that money, they still gain. So we also ask government, not even for support, but for do a waiver. Think of a way for waive we out or opt we out of offer. So at least that's going for reduce we overhead cost because toll gate itself don't create deposits, gets again our expenditure.
Aminata Kelly Lamin, They work for Action Aid. We serve now one of the non-state actor them inside this budget hearing. He talked to Radio Democracy, what he think about the situation at the SLRTC and within government for do now.
We feel say still important, so we just believe say that the way we for maintain the only thing we forget innovative ideas them how for able for minimize the leakages, especially in terms of fuel, in terms of the ticketing and all of them thing. So if they put measures there in place, innovative measures, I think say we'll be able for make up. We know they say let them make most exorbitant profits, but we they say let them not also make losses when a government taxpayers money then they put inside for support them.
But within the Ministry of Finance, think about this. Matthew Dingy again.
Next year we'll get further discussion within the Ministry of Finance, but for see how then go for move to a wholesale system of dealing with tickets. We like how the telecommunications companies and they do, they will get agents them, we're going to buy those tickets from them bulk so that they will get cash flow in advance. But also one for make the subsidy more transparent. Within the Apple now, for example, then we'll come to Ministry of Finance, we give them plenty money, 300-500 million leones. We send out for buy fuel, for fuel for the buses. Nobody know how much fuel will be delivered, how long they go use that fuel for, how they go account for them. So we say that kind of way of subsidizing, not too transparent. So now one, we discuss a system wherein we embed the subsidy in the price of the fuel, in the fuel price. You understand?
That the price when they pay for the ticket. Then.
Yes, so governments will contribute to the fuel price. We then they will be more transparent.
Matthew Dingy, the principal deputy financial secretary at the Ministry of Finance, carry on for talk about waiting the Ministry of Finance. Think about the tollgate issue where the SLRTC say na bone na throat for them.
A policy decision be taken by the past administration that's there for the SLRTC buses also for the pay. And really it makes sense because the NGRI for pay the toll gates just like how the private buses themselves they apply and pay. Because one thing you want to prevent any issue of accountability, so issues like that will come up. But it's subject to review, but that's not the key reason we make them they make loss. When you look at the books, we see say they are huge other high operating overheads them where they need for scale down. For example, they get running over operating cost them on like local travel, we almost equivalent to the monthly wage bill. Will not make sense.
The budget hearing for the 2019 financial year, they continue at the Bank of Saloon Complex, which have plenty other ministry, departments and agency them, get for go talk about them budget plan for the 2019 financial year. They will end up be policy paper and then will present them to parliament as the 2019 budget for the country, for the Society for Radio Democracy. Mina Abdullah Gbla, the reports.
Right, the program now, Good Morning Saloon, and they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM, 7:43. Now the time for my studio clock, and we continue with the program. Like when I hear from a headline this morning, we get the Anti-Corruption Commission. We can talk about two issues, them, where they don't do, where one na read them do, and the other one na letter they write to the Minister of Sports. Well, Alassane Kagbo, now Deputy Director of Public Education and External Outreach. They are this morning for talk about Tuareg, where they do, like I said just now, Tuesday, September 11. The ACC, with support from the security personnel, them, and the U.S. Embassy, do Tuareg, who said they'll be able to arrest six people them outside the embassy when they go for go take visa. This after they arrest more people. Alassane, let's start for talk about the radio na do na the embassy. We say we arrest six people outside the embassy. Give me update on that news day.
Na part of an extension of Operation Eagle Claws. Operation Eagle Claws, na the clause where Commissioner Ben Kefala declare the war on trying for bring back integrity into passport system in this country by arresting anyone we decide for use with passport wrongly, or anyone we provide platform, or anyone we issue passport to people we not deserve them. So before we launched this operation, we had arrested people from various MDAs. We've arrested people from the Immigration Department itself, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, two each. We arrested somebody from Administrator General's office. Then we arrest a private person we immediately aid the process. For instance, if they say this person need like an ID card, Ingogego manufactured the ID card. He had a printing place. We say they print all kind of fake things them for aid and abet those even they go for them passports here.
You don't already say nine billion dollar.
Well, yes, he has not denied. We've been obtaining statement from him. We've been detaining him pending him meeting the bail conditions. So, as a consequence of this, the commissioner have been on contact all we partners them, local and international, law enforcement agencies, including foreign embassies and diplomatic consular sections that I have, for talk to them regarding intelligence leading to the arrest of people them where they go with service and diplomatic passports, we not qualify for ANAM. So, because of this intelligence sharing, we'll be able to get tipsy, a set of people and go to the U.S. Embassy with service passports. They apply for entry into the United States of America. But this service passport, they carry, the intelligence they suggest, say, they were not deserving people to carry service passports. So we work on this intelligence. We go there, we wait. As then get out of the U.S. Embassy, we know say now then they're within Sierra Leone soil. We scoop on them. We arrested them one after the other. We brought them and we obtained statement from them. Some then still able to meet the bail condition.
So almost of them are not able for arrest so far?
Well, we arrest six of them. Then we arrest somebody. We the old man the point finger and say, this now help we achieve this. That was Ambassador Kanu. We have been the former IMC head. The intelligence and the statements we obtained seem for confirm, say, he amongst this particular group was the leader, now they coordinate that. For a fee, the allegations now that it takes $6,000 or $7,000, depending on who that you talk to, from an applicant, on the promise, say, I go provide service passports for you, and I go help you get the visa for go America. And he has been using his institute for international law as a conduit for achieve that objective there. So fortunately for we, during the time we would execute the arrest, himself been there around. Apparently, he come for can confirm. Now the U.S. Embassy say, yes, them people here, and I need to go with them. So as it come out within the U.S. Embassy, we arrested himself, and he's still in detention, helping us with the investigation.
So where the people, apart from the ambassador, where the other people, who said in the now?
Well, all of them are in custody. Those who don't meet bail conditions, we will grant them bail. The one they don't meet bail conditions, they are still in custody.
So now arrest them with any documents we they speak to, which you they talk to soon?
Yeah, then get the passport, same. The passport is sufficient. You should not hold a service passport if you're not a public officer. You should not hold a service passport if you're not up to grade 8 and above. In fact, some institutions are grade 10. So being a public officer is not even sufficient if I don't attain a particular age. And all them people here, we've been in possession of that passport who were arrested that day, are not public officers.
Ambassador, can you know they work for the foreign affairs?
No.
So
no.
How come in they give the service passport?
That is what we are investigating. We suggest say there's a network, a triangle between immigration, foreign affairs and international cooperation, and Administrator General's office. Now that triangle, did that nexus then I would try to see, for understand what's exactly been to happen.
How serious this crime day?
Oh, this is very serious. In fact, this got the potential for undermine the credibility of the passport system. Because certain embassies they don't begin indicate, say, if we not do something about this, we could just X all una diplomatic and service passports. And this is what we government officials they need for run business across the world. Now, if we bring this disrespect, by the way we don't begin deal with them. Poor government officers, then they go, then get for the put them in a corner force, then get for the embarrass them. Or in worst case, then we just say, once you get saloon, diplomatic, and service passport, we will not grant you entry because we're not even sure the origin of that.
As at the time when them people are get this passport we talk about, so we been get the former immigration boss when Alpha Khalifa Kroma, we the commission said we don't see when they watch for the same person, and I ain't be the get the final signature for let somebody get in passport. Waiting at the current status of this particular man, when I be the friend. When I'm in charge of the immigration, as at that time when them people are get the passport.
We still look for him. We've sent a wanted notice for him. We want to talk to him. If he's around or anywhere or anybody we know him, we're there with to say, please contact him, make you contact we. We urgently need him for talk to him. We have a lot of questions for him.
So then people are so when I don't arrest, when I don't begin obtain statements from them. Just briefly, what did they tell Una?
Well, from what they say, we seem for understand, say, then get her illegally, and our ambassador Kanu, they help them with this. And like I say, there are so many networks, illegal networks, who involve in this passport scam. And we're not able to draw a connection between the first arrest them to this one yet. So we are looking at all those angles for see waiting and waiting may not they happen. What are the relationships between the one they will arrest and the one they will get for arrest for?
So how are able to know see them get for go for a visa?
Well, it's intelligence. Our investigations are intelligence-led. And we, they work with all intelligence agencies then at this country. Now, that make it every Friday with a good NJIC meeting. In NJIC meeting, you they get foreign embassies then the day. You they get FISU, Forces Intelligence Security Unit. You they get CISU, Central Intelligence Security Unit. You they get all other intelligence agencies then in one room. They share and discuss intelligence.
With regards to this, the on the 11th, where the commission been pulling a first press release for this arrest, when I been clearly indicated, when I been get the assistance of the U.S. Embassy in Salon, then security them.
That's correct.
That been on being come some discussion where people been on the say, suggest say, why the U.S. Embassy security guards them for disclose people passport issues to the Anti-Corruption Commission. Waiting have been the link. Now, una be inform the U.S. Embassy say una they search for the kind thing,
yeah? Yes, that is one. But let's establish the link first. Now, the international law where they regulate the fight against corruption, now UNCAC, United Nations Convention Against Corruption. One of the key pillars of UNCAC now international cooperation. And Sierra Leone is a signatory to UNCAC. The United States is a signatory to UNCAC. So under UNCAC laws, which we don't effectively domesticate, we can cooperate with the share intelligence with the deal and border on corruption. So there's a legal framework for that. There is administrative framework for that. And the cooperation is not new. And take it. That's the normalcy. This is now national security issue. If a national security issue, it could also threaten the security of other states. So it's a concern of all states for ensure, say, people away they carry diplomatic and service passport, then for be legitimate. Because when they can come out of this country, they can give them special privileges. Because these are senior government officers. Special privileges. Certain checks then they will not put them through. In fact, some airport then they because you get diplomatic or service passport, you know they join the normal line. Then they take you out of the normal line, then carry you go on some separate line, then treat you according to expect with less check. So if the wrong person carry that passport there, it's not a security problem for everybody. It's a red flag.
So the documents they owner see from them people here, what did they say they go do?
Well, I think they said they go for conference. I don't know the details of that, to be very fair with you.
All right. So now, then people here, when I don't arrest nine, when I still look for more people, the investigation, they call, point out more names.
We are following our noses. We follow the evidence. We believe, say, more deal to it, and we pursue them relentlessly.
All right. Continue for the between the program in... Alassane Kagbo from the Anti-Corruption Commission there this morning for talk about different issues them we want get for do with the raid we then go do. We said then get now almost 9 people in custody.
Yes, ma'am.
We then suspect say get service passport. We then not supposed to get them. We continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. We they come to you from 98.1 FM. We go to other issue. We say some blind people then are free to under call on government for given land where they want for us for so you have to organization them for use and build for them. We report a Waniga Uja look inside this and go now report.
Around Kisii Road, now the eastern part of Freetown, close to Eastern Police Clock Tower, plenty disabled people can sit down at the corner of the day, and the blind people can use small picking and for big na the motor car they make pass along their side and day.
Salaamu Alaikum. Peace be upon you, for God. Allah will bless you. Allah for you. May God give you more degree back. Peace be upon you. Salaamu Alaikum.
Plenty people we don't come across bigger man them na Kisii Road. Go remember this popular song where them Pikiya can sing. Where them they beg for money. 12-year-old Abdul, be share in experience with me.
Like we bless them. You know, we come out of God outside back. Say, we don't return the car. The small two girl buy it to eat. You know, like, honest cow, they don't sleep. My baby and our gun.
According to this 12-year-old Bobo, he not the go school because he gets for help in brother way blind for the big na streets. This is say, because in brother blind, he not the able do nothing for make them survive past in the big na streets. We make a be talk with him brother and other bigger man them.
When I get farm buddha, we now farm pass big. We they sleep na go on. Like I see now, we saw show na they would sleep. When I get a cypher sleep.
Who cypher should be there before you can sleep?
Well, I be there to my mama, but this is all the time, and I kill you, mama. With your papa, when I get a brother, when I get a sister. There. Like I see me and my brother, now we me call behind this one. But now we can sit down with the big. Pastor, at times, they give it at times to make you, and so they sit down without it, they will let the door.
Point. What will they tell Papa government? We in our streets will they sleep. If in our streets will they do no more, they do not believe they will begin to continue the school.
Plenty people where they move around Kisii Road by Eastern Police go testify say the disabled beggar man them don't plenty in the streets, especially the pikin them where they reach for go school. But not the go school because they get for help them disabled people them for begging our streets for survive.
The street pikin they don't so plenty. Them people never control them. Several times, I say, work at there, they meet me, they say, uncle, help me for transport.
Let the government help them people then. Let them not go, they allow them. Let go, they follow them people then for big. If then they see them in the street, let them hold them, put them aside, wait, be safe, then we'll come out fine. But if you take an hour, you put them in the street, they big. Like me, you don't kill the future.
Now, all this concern make Usman Bangura, when are the coordinator for Blind Progressive Organization, say, they don't they advocate for land so that disabled people could tap.
Will not get home. If you get money for go pay for let them rent you, people they know they rent with their places there. They will say you're not able to take care of the place, you know they see how we able to rent you. And we all know how the cost of house rents in this country. For the past years, we competing with other category of disability, then get their homes, then get their camps. Then get government houses the way they tap, but we can't to we the blind people there. No sign no day na this entire salon. We go see Nayanda government give blind people then. Some of our sister then they even give them because of then they sleep na table, then they sleep na gate. Some of our brother and sister then they die because of cold. They sleep na table, cold they mourn na you. If they sick, say he die. So now that's make we say or apply to go to the government for let them give you a state land. Where we don't get state land. We get people that we don't promise. We get NGOs there, organizations there. We don't promise. We say else we don't get a land. Then go build for we.
The Disabled Commission. Now one body where government be set up for look inside disability issues, and I be talk to the commissioner. But waiting, you think about this?
Well, funding now a main challenge because we get the ideas, we get the plans for all sheets of disabled people. So them people in the, they all we get different plans for them, not to just one uniform plan, because the blind man not going to do what the polio man they do. So if we get the funds, then we go able.
James Tyro calling. Now the commissioner for Disability Commission, he continues say after we them go don't get office, he go make sure say he work for pull disabled people them na streets. And plenty people them concerned now. Now where president don't put law say, all picking them for go school. But how then disabled picking ya, where they na streets go go school. For Radio Democracy, Wanika Uja.
Famul them, Salon Commercial Bank don't do them again. For we and Una we not get account yet. They don't come with brand new things them. Let me own SLC the kiosk them where they all over the country. Also, they get mobile tellers them. We will meet you any side and do your banking.
Salon Commercial Bank. Nami Bank.
Sure, sure.
Now you bank, oh, oh. We get me own student account, oh. We get me own current account. We get me your savings account, oh. For them market to man them, for them keke riders, Okada riders, and them fishmongers, disabled people them. Any day for them petty traders. Alone Commercial Bank. Now we bank.
Sure, sure.
Now we bank, oh.
Salon Commercial Bank for all men, including the professionals.
The program we still listen to now, Good Morning Salon, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democrats 98.1 FM, where they continue for look at more issues we get for do with disabled people them. As government don't say Monday, September 17, Naim School them for open back, USAID free quality education, self-care for beginner, all government and government-assisted school them. Well, disabled people, now a set of people them with only serious concern say, the one them with the beginner street with picking them, go appreciate the free quality education program if government fend side for them for go tap so that them picking them no go then a treat with them the big, the term with them for dinner school. But the acting director for the Children's Affairs, now the Ministry of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs, Joyce Mary Kamara, don't say police go arrest any Kumbra, we no go send in Peking go school, the term way government don't say school for open. Elizabeth Campbell look inside this and gonna report.
I get three. Me not disabled. Eh, Musa should have had the leave. Now, 23. Me, I'm glad but not glad too much. If you give, what I put now, school right now, look at that. I don't pull them because I don't get, they already pushing me. See me, Anne. I don't get no support again in this country. This is the city they get this year. Eh, money, no,
the voice na Alusain Kanu, where they beg na street for Anne in living. This BNTM president be open pull nado the free and quality education program as in flagship program under the new direction from nursery, primary and secondary school for all government and government assisted school them. We go start September 17, 2018. And President Bio inside in statement say the free quality education now for make all Pekin able go school, we include disabled. Well, for know how them people here don't prepare for make them Pekin here begin go school. I've been talked to some Panen disabled people here, where I meet under the cutting tree na free tongue.
I know area about books, I know area about shoes, I know area about uniform, but the free education.
Then it's in the old world call so.
Now the government they buy on, I mean they buy them back. Maybe people go bigger, bigger. I not get the money of the uniform. They don't say free education, I mean I disabled.
If you take me begin account, let me you can pay money.
Because one, if I not get that begin, I know you believe.
I have career to Sila, chairlady of the streets disabled. We're glad much for this free education. Some of you will not be able to begin at school. Believe say this year I'll begin at the beginning of school. We're glad for the beginning. Because what people glad is, sometimes what our picking they can be somebody, I like camera they'll be somebody, like that's some minister they'll be somebody. Now where they've been learned, I make them all be somebody today. But 1 point, what will they tell for our government? We in our streets will they sleep. If in our streets will they do no more, they do not believe they will begin and they continue the school.
I get more me picking and they push me. I can't wait for Beka Beka. They say free education, I can't for pay school fees. We don't glad for this. The Beka Beka don't thank about me. Oh, they come on, they came on. For me picking, I made them go school, they are already like go school. All the ghost position, they are pushing me. I remember. My they left for Kautana State.
Commencing 17th September 2018, there will be no fees, no admission fees in government and government assisted schools for pre-primary, primary, junior, and secondary school education. Free exercise books, pens, etc. I wish to remind parents and guardians that the current Education Act of 2004 makes it compulsory for parents, including guardians, to send their children to school. Once the Ministry of Basic and Senior Education is satisfied that provision in terms of availability of schools nationwide is adequate, the Education Act of 2004 will be strictly enforced.
Voice of President Bio, where they give strong warning to parents them for allow them picking them go school and inside this same free and quality education. Different ministry departments and agency them, like the Freetown City Council, the Ministry of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs and other one them, they part of this process for see the free and quality education all watana the country. Outside the Information, Education and Communication Officer, na the Freetown City Council, Koma Hassan Kamara say, the Freetown City Council, they work with the central government for make sure say the bylaw them where they don't put all water for any parent or guardian. We no go left them pikin, we don't reach the age for go school.
You were the big, and you know say you get pikin na ingi only tick for go big. That pikin don't reach the time for go school, and this na free education, and they touch all side, all areas of life. That pikin na in right this time. First somebody we na adults, we don't pass school going age for let the only tick for you. Otherwise, very shortly, if the law catch you, you get for suffer the penalty. And all bylaws there within council, get for do with 500,000 or six months imprisonment, 6 months jail for ensure say picking them go school, picking them up for the cell not treat wise school day in session or school open, or picking them up for cell not treat at the hours they were not odd hours then we get for do with the education. With this declaration by His Excellency the President, don't give council more weight and don't give the bylaw more weight for make we able to enforce this bylaw through we and social services department. Also the councillor. Otherwise, council will join and with central government for begin do house to house monitoring, word by word. Monitoring the council under the sidon, a cohort committee members under the sidon.
The Ministry of Social Welfare we self get role for play for picking business na the country. Self talk but say law them way day for any kumbra we no go send in picking go school we don't reach the age. Joyce Mary Kamara, na the director of children's affairs na the Ministry of Social Welfare.
We get for really engage their people, yeah. The blind beggars demo, the one they really engage their picking them for Brookstone demo, then they go take picking them upline, Kawita, and then I also more for bill water, for go sell in the street, all that thing. And they, will they really get for begin engage their families? They engage the whole, not the whole nation will get for engage them on this.
We don't really begin,
but will they put more, you know, will they put more pressure on that? Okay. It is against the laws of this country. For let you just left begin, they go and sell in the street. Lord, they against that. They're not for doing. And now that we don't get free education at Sierra Leone, anyone will do that and they, you left begin, they go sell in the street. We're not going because as you see, we they work with the police. We get for work with the police. We they work with city council. We they work with children commission. Anybody who will see you pandating, they contact the police because you're a criminal. They arrest you.
But with all the lawyer where the government and self other institution don't put for let comrade and carry them picking them go school for make sure say them benefit from the free quality education program. Then disabled people here been raised serious concern. But the side where they say then they sleep, as them people here say they not get place for sleep and as streets then they sleep them and then picking them. We make them call on President Bio for fence side for them for tap for Radio Democracy. Mina Elizabeth Campbell they report.
All right, we continue the program. Good morning, Saloon. We come to you from 98.1 FM. 9 minutes after 8, now the time for Studio Clock. And we still get Alassane Kagbo, Deputy Director of Public Education and External Outreach, now the Anti-Corruption Commission. Idea this morning for talk about some raid we didn't do. Now the U.S. Embassy, who side they arrest six people outside of the embassy with service passports, we according to and not supposed to forget her. Such crime, way them people are commit. Waiting, when they charge them with, if at all, when they charge them.
Well, now the investigations will reveal the specifics of the charge we will bring against them. For now, it will be premature if I suggest anything.
All right. So, and in the same, along the same line, also we see also the commission will pull press release, which I wanna remind the Minister of Sports of the status of the form of the SLFA boss and the Secretary General say is supposed for still there on suspension. Wait to give you updates on that case day.
Well, let's start first on the court case we'll get against Mrs. Aisha Johansson, the president of SLAFA. Well, as far as we're concerned, suspended president of SLAFA. We been done close with matter in a court. We don't argue case done. The prosecution's been done close in case. We they wait for the defense. The defense don't submit, don't make a no case submission so far. But that's not the court. I don't want to talk beyond that. That is the position of the case. We clearly know, say, you're not supposed to function in that office there. You're not supposed to perform any function relating or dealing to the office of the president of SLAFA. Same for the Secretary General. He should not perform the functions of that office there. Given the fact, say, we lost them very clear, Naya, if we indict you for allegations of corruption, the provisions of Section 134 of we law, the Anti-Corruption Act of 2008, say, anytime we then indict you, meaning they don't charge you for a corruption offense, you cease for function in the office, meaning you not to perform that function there. You not for even going to that office there. You for day on half salary, pending the outcome of the investigation. Now we don't finally able conclude beyond doubt, say, Mrs. Aisha Johansson and the Secretary General Chris Kamara, both indicted by the ACC, don't fail for respect the provision of the law. So therefore, the Commissioner Francis Ben Kaifala, don't give them 1 week ultimatum through the minister, effective Wednesday. Say, if they're not quit performing the functions of those offices, the presidency and the secretary general respectively, he would bring fresh charges against them in court for abuse of office, abuse of position, and any other offense associated with the action as it is right now.
All right, so let me look at this issue. Don't they go back and forth from the ACC and Madam Aisha on this same thing? And the ACC now continues. We see some of the cases them where the former ACC boss, but don't they deal with, we now continue with them.
Certainly.
So in this case now, you don't talk about the section we say, we now section 134, we mean say therefore don't let step aside. But we see for the past 1 year, they still be the function, then work. What in this go mean now for now your investigation? Because you don't talk, say, if they not respect this section, we now go do fresh charges against them. But already in a crime they don't commit, where they still the function.
But of course, in a crime they don't commit. So the commissioner is also considering whether they step out or not step out, what next to do. But he won't play cards to ingest on that issue there. But sincerely speaking, the commissioner is very...
But if they are against the law, like where you start for talk, why if I consider again for do charges?
No, the kind of charges he could bring against them. He has not told me the specifics. But the commissioner is very determined. He and I spoke about it late in the evening also. He is willing and ready for take this matter everywhere as far as enforcing the laws of this country are concerned.
But on a need for Guillaume 1 week again, we already a clear say, not a crime. You do on suspension, but you do carry on for the work.
No, for quit. In fact, this 1 week notice now for arrest them. Say, if you not quit, Komodi will come now and arrest her. So you don't get 1 week, say, when I quit those offices and I quit performing those functions, or else I'll come and arrest you and prove for fresh charges. So this is about arrest and charging.
This one will go mean anything.
Oh, it go mean something.
All this while, he don't know that, but even still they work.
So, let's wait and see. We get a few days more. Today na the third day of the 1 week ultimatum. I tell you, certainly say, it will make a difference, this particular intervention.
And what's going to be the response from the minister?
He was not requiring a response. He gave an instructions, which we expect everybody for follow. After the 1 week ultimatum, we'll go into action.
Right, that's now Lassan Kabo, from the Anti-Corruption Commission. He there for talk about different cases they wouldn't get. We'll come back to you. We'll make some small money as the time for most of the clock now 8:15.
Better don't come. The Union Trust Bank again. Union Salon Banco. Union Trust Bank got plenty product and service there for you. You must get what you want to go better. Let me save it account, ide. Current account, ide. Fixed deposit account, ide. Credit facility, ide. All for you. Me and you. Me and you. Union Trust Bank, that's a loan for me and you. Kids' future savings account, ide. School fee savings account, ide. Pay advance salary scheme, ide. We branch and they all love us, that's a loan. Okono Kenema, we de. Kabalama Bogo Kakambia, we de. Jala Free Town, don't say, we de. And my 91. Me and you, Union Trust Bank. Me and you, Union Trust Bank. Union Trust Bank, that's a loan for me. Union Salon Banco. Union Trust Banco.
Union Trust Bank, empowering Sierra Leonean businesses.
17 minutes after 8, now the time for Moose Studio Clock, and we continue with the program. Good morning, Saloon, where they come to you from 98.1 FM. You really listen, can take part in the program. By the way, you can send your text message to the number 077-981-981. You can also go navigate the Democracy Facebook page and drop your comments there. We now support from Osiwa and Afrisel. We will bring this Friday edition of the program. Good morning, Saloon. Minas Ma James.
And Mabel Kaba.
Right, we'll go to other issues. I ask way for help push the tourism sector go before now the country and serve bring investor them come. The Vice President, Dr. Mohamed Julde Jalo, don't say forgive visa, free visa to tourists them where they come now the country for do business. I way for help push the country in economy go before.
But over the years, this sector has slipped into total disregard. It has been reduced to what I will call in Creole, nyama-nyama business. With no respect, what we've got was a sector that is unplanned and unregulated. Because it was unplanned and unregulated, it has deteriorated to a sector that cannot even generate resources to maintain itself, but also a sector that has lost out in the value-added chain in terms of building the economy of this country.
The voice where you be the listen to, now the Vice President, Dr. Mohamed Julde Jalo, where be the talk about how the tourist sector be turn like Tradi.
The Vice President, Dr. Mohamed Julde Jalo, talk this outside the Ministry of Tourism and Cultural Affairs, Gopul Nado, they adopt a boots program where they encourage business people for buy boots na the beach area them, outside them go do business. Usain continue say, the country don't start forgive visa free to tourists them where they can do business na Saloon.
We have undertaken certain strategic policy reforms to boost the sector. One is we are currently reviewing all the tax relating to travel so that traveling to Sierra Leone will be very cheap. So that we will reduce the cost for companies operating here so that people can buy tickets cheaper to come to Sierra Leone. The other thing we are doing that we are already practicing, I have said this on several occasions, is Sierra Leone soon will be declared a visa-free country. Our visa on arrival. So to come to Sierra Leone, you don't need to go to any embassy. You jump on the plane. When you come to Lunga, you get your visa. Already, we are practicing that visa on arrival at the Balamuya checkpoint and the checkpoint from Liberia to Sierra Leone. So people coming from Guinea axis, particularly Asians who fly Emirates to Conakry, they can come directly to Balamuya. They don't need a visa. We can give them visa on entry. Right now, we are doing that.
Inside Iyunto, the acting general manager, National Tourist Board, Fatmata Abi Osagi, explained the different price them where people go pay for adopt a boot.
We have a diamond sponsorship, which is the biggest, and it is going for 50 million. And we want to encourage the big businesses to adopt this for somebody within the Aberdeen community to adopt this, for a woman to adopt this for a youth. We also have the gold sponsorship, which is going for 33 million. And if you adopt this, you will as well support a woman and a youth. And then we have the silver sponsorship, which is going for 19 million. And if you look, they are all uniform. We want uniformity across, not only along the bridge, but across all touristic sites in Sierra Leone.
The Minister of Tourism and Cultural Affairs, Memuna Tuprat, say the Adopt a Boot project will help for give work to young people, woman them, and serve. This will help for improve the tourism sector in the country. The minister end up calling people where they do business, banks, MDAs them, for Adopt a Boot. As he say, this will improve the country in economy. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Yeno Kabia the report.
The program Good Morning Salon, they continue, and we still get a representative from the Anti-Corruption Commission at the program this morning. Alaska, they take you back to the arrest they want to make recently. Usai Wampan, the people them, na the former IMC chairman, Ambassador Kanu, and other people them. How long this investigation will get for take before na charge to court?
Well, we try for be swift as possible. But maybe, you know, say the criminal investigations are very complex. And we camp on corruption even more complex, given the fact that corruption is a secret offense. A lot of the time, a few people in the gunner room, on a corner, or say other person, or they organize. As long as they're all happy, it's difficult. So the only time you're able to get breakthrough, and the clean kind tear, or when works then fall apart. But I assure you, the commissioner is very, very determined to push this thing as swiftly as possible. Normally, we need to put a timeline to that day because we don't even don't obtain statement it, and we don't even know who are more connected to this. But so far, we not grant Ambassador Kanu bail yet because we think it's very significant to the investigations, and we still obtain statements from her. It help with the investigation process.
But to also take into consideration, say, they're not for the on detention past the term with them for them for don't charge the case to court.
Oh,
when I left the investigation open, so?
Oh, certainly. You know, say, we approach has always been human rights based, and we respect people them. We get up to 10 days for keeping this an economic offense, serious economic offense, and we're not going to violate people them rights. Plenty term there, as long as you meet the bail condition, we'll let you go.
What's that we go foresee the investigation the lead on to?
It is
now from the information they want to gather.
It lead you to the evidence. We'll follow the evidence. The car say we look at that triangle where I've been indicate, and we more information they come, and as and when they come, so they act on them.
All right, continue for the between at the studio, Alasan. We will come back to you. The program Good Morning Salon, they continue with the relax and take this short music break.
Radio Democracy, the true voice of the people.
Let me change, girl, let me change my attitude. Tell all people, let me change my attitude. Let me change, girl, let me change my attitude. Tell all people, let me try for the good. The idea watch you, eh, the idea watch you. It watch you, the idea watch you, eh, the idea watch you. It watch you, the idea watch you now. Go, 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 go. Una way they pan, but you go, go, go. The idea watch you now. Go, 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 go. Una way they pan, but you go, go, go. The idea watch you. Eh, the idea watch you. It watch you. The idea watch you. Eh, the idea watch you. It watch you. The idea watch you now. Go, 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 go. Una way they pan, but you go, go, go. The idea watch you now. Go, 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 go. Una way they pan, but you go, go, go. You were the thief, you were the liar, you were the composer. You were sit down for when you can't see. You were pissing and you want great for jetski. You eat my smart, you go get the sensei. You were the map now street for your phone. You were the take what's not to you own. You were the eat CD, forgive me the bone. Now all empty, so they fall.
You were there with you, but that's a grudge. I got my police lawyer and judge. Yeah, they watch you don't go able for dodge. You were get black cats and white seats. You were they laugh to me for hypocrites. You were they to where you don't see in the streets. You know, say look out for pull your secret. Yeah, they watch you. Hey, hey, yeah, they watch you. Yeah, they watch you. Yeah, they watch you. Hey, hey, yeah, they watch you. Yeah, they watch you. Yeah, they watch you now. Go, go, go. Una where they pan, but you go, go, go. Yeah, they watch you now. Go, go, go. Una where they pan, but you go, go, go. You were the chook, you were the cost, you were the fence. You were sit down for both cost and ends. You were the trust, you know the payments. You won't long get tito, but it the best. You were just sit down for finger pockets. You were there for drugs and counterfeits. You were the sell for make for smart profits. When you die, you don't hold till you go forfeit. It's not the day where we all for change. It's not the day for turn to new page. It's not the day where we for manage. But to the day this year way for damage. It's not the day for change with bad habits. Mr. Big Man left for make rabbits. Una movement all like in the audit. Send you attitude, not make like only rabbits. Yeah, they watch you. Hey, hey, yeah, they watch you. Yeah, they watch you. Yeah, they watch you. Hey, hey, yeah, they watch you. Yeah, they watch you. Yeah, they watch you now.
Innocence to that music day, the ID watch inside the program Good Morning Salon, where they come to you from 98.1 FM. 8:26, now the time for almost studio clock, and we continue the program.
We look at other issues now. Outside the executive secretary and the Disability Commission, Salamin Kotekwi, don't say for over 6 months now, where the commission in office been born, now though the workman in the stadium for do then work. Well, this make it don't call on government for look inside this concern and help them forget office. Salamin Kotekwi talk more to a reporter, Wani Gauja.
The atmosphere where they work is very bad because when they expose themselves to cold, the sun, because the place born, I know they go sit down. And then sometimes they we want to do a serious work, he go in a hole, then our office, he go in a network. Well, like one time they even tell on me personal health. I've been there for admit like for four or five days because I go for work something, I go back in a net. It began to affect me, and then some other staff themselves been sick because of cold, you know. And then I know things are also fair with government, they pay we will not effective on the service what they do. So based on that, I think say the most important thing and hopefully we get an office so that we'll be able to get side what they call saying that we office and work effectively and efficiently.
Okay, so where una not get office, how does it affect the management?
Well, in so many ways. Now, right now, we're there on this budget preparation for next year. So, most of the time, you go for do you work now, us, na net, then Santa, you go for come, because people and go for come. So, actually, the productivity of your work it is slowing down. Raw or total productivity, you know, forthcoming.
Okay.
Though, what they do best, for instance, say we do what we're supposed to do. Based on that, with the appeal to government for support with the chairman, myself, and the entire commission for come back on the foot, for begin to work more efficiently.
Okay, so from that time day to now, we are not able to secure office. What side the problem there? Where can you go
wrong? One, now accessibility. Most of the buildings in our salon are not accessible to people with disability. You know, so we try for preach, say, all man for make you building adaptable to people with disability. The second thing are the cost. The list we don't get all the same place, $20,000, $30,000, something, $150,000, $160,000 million thereabouts.
The former one way we born, so we don't like then they say that $200 million on a BDP for that.
No, not so true. We've been they pay $20,000. So I make because of their acquisition, they will get scared for taking a building where they are above 20,000 because the good side they will get where it's accessible. Then $30,000. So if then they criticize you for $20,000, you know what takes on taking on that $30,000. But then anyway, they talk so that with the maximum, minimum, or a maximum will be paying $150 million.
So and now, but the, not okay.
Well, the cost high. Then the other 13 people are not even willing for rent the house to Disability Commission, because then the thing say disabled people troublesome. Let them not can stone their house and then kind of thing. So a lot of our property owners then don't want to even rent to disabled person. It's all of them challenges then they. But will they pursue now for let we get place from government? Because all the money say okay, this money now 150 or ibokubo na pay. Or government can be pay for it, because initially all rights to the former government, then be authorized the Ministry of Work fend for we place and either Ministry of Finance pay. But today on that, the process will not go on where we get transition. And this new government, they also get their own sanctions away put because of them they want to mobilize resources, which would mean they are against. But the question still remains, if you get a commission, you need for make like get do the work we for do, and no going for do the work with the for do will not get base.
That's not the executive secretary, not the Disability Commission, Sir Lamin Kotekwi. They say they talk to Wani Gauja, but how over 6 months where the office born, they not get signed, not do the work, and they call on governments for support them. When we continue with the program, 8:31 at the time from the studio clock, we'll go for the short break.
Salon Road Safety Authority, they tell all land driver them say, rain season don't come back home, and I then tell me so, plenty accidents can be. SLRS say, they encourage driver them, make them make sure say, them motor car they work good one, by way them go make sure say, the wiper them, tail light, headlight, they work good fashion. Same way so, now for check for smooth tire, and I then tell me so, you for drive slow, pass how you be not used for drive. Do ya? Now for check notice say, where the road soak, and that time day it bad for drive, so you for reduce your speed limit. Now Salon Road Safety Authority, we join hand with the Ministry for Transport and Aviation, they bring this message come to you.
The program Good Morning Salon, they continue, and I come over again to Alassane Kagbo. We come out to the Anti-Corruption Commission. We will talk about the case we get for do with Aisha Johansson and Insecticide General. At the time where this case has been start, we see FIFA been pulled word say whether or not this case they carry on as Salon. Now Aisha Johansson in executive FIFA recognize and are in then they work with. Now the commission on Adongi, Madam Aisha, 1 week for let he reconsider and no say if for go now. When I take this into consideration, say FIFA say na in they recognize as president for SLAFA.
Well, now a question of Salon law versus outside law, which one they take precedence in Salon. The commissioner, Francis Benkefala, believe, and so many other legal pundits and believe say, and they know as a matter of fact, say, that Salon law for take precedence. So I don't think say FIFA should be in a position for tell we say we not for investigate criminal matter. You know, I draw the distinction. We not interested in the administration of football. We're not interested as to how many years the executive don't take, how much time left for them, or the internal politics. That is not what we are investigating. Look at what you charge the woman go court for. We they say funds the way and resources the way them in the possession, these resources, we are mismanaged. That they misappropriate public funds, they misappropriate donor funds for which we charge them good court. It has nothing to do with the politics of SLAFA. I also want to remind the leadership of FIFA for understand, see, this particular leadership, then they benefit from being the leaders of FIFA today because of corruption. Then pull Sepp Blatter and in team because they found them wanting after serious corruption investigations. Some are even tried in America all over the world. So if then come as a consequence of the fact, say them pull people and because they are corrupt, and they we see a whole country, a sovereign state, they investigate people and way they help the football on issues of corruption, then for corporate with we. Then for Lord, we effort and corporate with we. So we not go listen to the instructions. We expect them. But there is a law in this country. And SLAFA is a public body. It is in law. And judicial precedents support that as well. And therefore, then they're under jurisdiction. Therefore, we get right for prosecute anybody where they work and associated with SLAFA.
Even on a time when I don't give them for 1 week time, but they don't do activities under the SLFA. So in this case now, any apart, wait till I go for do in case any activity we don't happen representing Sierra Leone, not a crime now and day.
Well, we'll investigate if it constitutes an offense under we act. Trust me, we'll take the necessary action.
All right, we will look at message them. We don't come to the program. Maybe.
The very first one at the text line, the person they say is the ACC also looking into foreigners that hold Salon passports illegally. Now, Mustafa, they ask that question there.
This one say well done to the ACC, guys. I think we'll see good things now at the commission.
This other message we get for do with the disabled and story. The person say government needs to help the disabled people and the street children to have shelter because they are really suffering, and if not, they will not benefit from the free quality education.
More message we don't come na the program this morning is say no one is above the law. I am with you on this, ACC. It comes from a Bembe Yema on Facebook page.
These other messages say, what are the processes involved to have a service passport? Because maybe those people went through the processes for their service passport to come out from Mark 10.
I'm Mohamed Kone on Facebook. Great and smart responses by Alaska.
These other messages again on the Facebook page. Imran Hafiz, Mustafa Kane, they say it's a laudable venture by the government to start a visa on arrival in the country. This will help the foreigners across the globe to fly into Salon and ease they are traveling without the embassy in many countries across the world.
This one still on the immigration story, we go for doing the visa. Say kudos to VP Julde. What a great news this morning to have visa free entry into Sierra Leone. This will boost the economy.
More messages with a look at this other one from Momo Fuiwa. He say the BIO administration is on the right track to restore our country's battle image. Some of us did not support him for the presidency, but its good actions is already taking an impact in all of us. Ben Kefala's appointment as ACC head is one of the things that have happened in the country that is good.
Other message we will look at inside the program, Mr. ACC. Do you have to pamper someone who has committed a crime? If the law says she should be set aside and she has broken the law, why not punish her for Malfonso?
The embassy sent at the Facebook page, you say, God will bless the ACC boss, FBK, and your team. Aisha has no respect for Salon Constitution.
FIFA should not dictate what this country should do. Another message, we don't come at the program this morning. This one's, they say, oh, 98, Tuna Sabi Giwi. Indeed, the eye they watch for true. I mean, don't talk and say, long term, say, Mother Bio go come be with Moses at this nation, and he must turn Salon to paradise.
Sisi Abdul Karim, they say, I say a big thanks to the new ACC boss for a job well done. May God guide you, your family, and all those you are working with. We are willing to fight corruption in our country.
Alaska, you sound very calm this morning and responding very well to questions. Sierra Leone, this is a sad state. Can you imagine head of the IMC? I can't even imagine when I see him and what he has just done. If it turns out to be true, I am so disappointed. And more message we don't come inside the program. Good morning, Salon. This morning, he said, does the commission have to wait for a week to arrest and charge Aisha if, according to the facts, she has been acting as president illegally contrary to the ACC Act? Does the commission give other suspects or offenders time to quit commission of an illegal act? I wish that is what they were doing for other people the ACC has been arresting. More message we don't come in the program this morning. This one say thank you very much to the ACC and to the American Embassy. I am sure they gave the ACC the tip off, and thank God these cooks were arrested. If found guilty, let them go and rest. More message say we are appealing to the government to provide housing in all our provincial districts for our disabled people, so that they can live with their families and do skills training. Disability is not inability, from a concerned citizen. This other message, say, maybe I'll ask you a very good question, that when will you start the, how long will the investigation take? This is key, because sometimes when you come on air, you give out information, we don't hear anymore about what happened. This other message says, thanks to the guys at the ACC. I like the fact that the new commissioner is following on what his predecessor has been doing. It means that the past ACC was on the right track with this SLFA issue. I hope this time around the ACC will not be dormant about the SLFA case, because the youth are suffering. They want to play football from bus. LA. All right, will they come over to be guests for respond to the messages that we don't come? Mr. Alaska.
Yeah, the first one, very legitimate question. So if we look at foreigners, the way they are, let's say, the carry passport, of course, yes, not part of the investigations. We sadly don't realize, say, the integrity of a passport system is badly broken. A lot of foreigners, then they claim for visa alienians, then they are not, they've not gone through the process of naturalization, then falsely they carry a passport. We don't know how that happened, but we would investigate that. I trust that. This other question, also very legitimate, say whether Aisha they above the law. No, Aisha not they above the law. And a FIFA for understanding. You know, the problem will be known, get people they ask, say, for the treat Aisha special. And I think they have a very strong case. But no, we are not treating Aisha special. The issue now that when they don't indict you, the office where you day, like the ministry, the supervisory ministry, for instance, in this case, the Minister of Sport, now for ensure, say, he quits, now for enforce that other day. It's not us. We they say the person for quit, they will inform the MDOA in charge or the supervisory ministry. Then the supervisory ministry will then say, according to ACC instructions,
but
ACC,
you know, say this don't happen back and forth. Then they get for lock some accounts, would have for use the account. This be done, they go back.
Yeah, the ministry forth. Try. But the challenger will be getting now FIFA. FIFA kept on dealing with them even after we don't inform them. Say, no, we're investigating these people. And our law say this. Now, law go to the issue where then they argue, say, ACC not for investigate Slaffer. Now, law go to the law. We give you the mandate. Now, under the ACC Act of 2008, if you go to the interpretation section, the interpretation section show who done a public body. It also show who done a public officer. Now, it say public officer, now, anybody where they work for public body, it only say public body, it define what's in a public body. It say public body constitute one, the executive, the three arms of government, all the forces then in this country, the soldier, then the police, the this. It say any committee or commission established by an act of parliament. Of course, Slaffer was established by an act of parliament. So therefore, even under that provision, the Slaffer clearly don't become a public body. It go further for say any institution where they solicit funds for on behalf of the name of this country. Slaffer no name Nigerian Football Association or FIFA Football Association. He name Sierra Leone Football Association. Right? It also go further for say any institution where they set up in this country where they benefit from the consolidated fund. Slaffer is benefiting from the consolidated fund. So therefore, Slaffer is a public body. So anybody who works for Slaffer becomes a public officer. Now, let's go to precedent. 6 years ago, we charged the then Secretary General of SLAFA. When he got caught, he raised the same argument Aisha and they raised now. A no case submission. Say, no, ACC, no get jurisdiction. So the court look into a submission first, even before they look into a case. The court concludes, say, no, sir, you no get right. ACC is supposed to charge you. Then the court listened to a case now. The court found him guilty. He went to the Court of Appeal and said, no, ACC not been supposed to charge me. They had no jurisdiction. The Court of Appeal held that ACC has jurisdiction and the court was right for try you in waiting and try you for. So there's already judicial precedent. So the issue of saying SLAFA not they under ACC jurisdiction, we don't pass that state deal a long time. Nobody know for ways to temper and that. We know say when once a court don't take a decision, a higher court, for instance, the you know say we are court now higher court will care we matter then go Court of Appeal and Supreme Court. Court of Appeal, the position of the law now. Court of Appeal say ACC for their mandate for charge people already work for SLAFA. And that is the position of the law. If you want to change that law, go Supreme Court, you go appeal against that. Until Supreme Court say no, ACC no get mandate for charge, the law and judicial precedent support we on this.
So we still will see the end of this matter now?
Very soon, I assure you. But it not depend on us. We should also know that okay, matter go to court, that the courts get for determine when the matter they done, depending on the parties. However, we don't we owe matter on Aisha. We've completed prosecutions. We don't close the case. Now they will wait for.
Right. Then Alassane Kagbo from the ACC. We will come back to you. We go to Wakabot. Now as the time for Mr. Oklana. Studio clock now 8:46.
But now they tell local contractor them will provide man, will give them balance, will give them maloa. La pull more and la just lock me because I dey watch your man. I say fumble by play. I say just 3 months after an appointment, if you see Greg away pool, I said that Greg away, why so much now the price and person they tell me about $13,000. I tell them no bio. I tell the people and can tell me what Yago do. I tell family them go do. I ask for them is 20 society people man. They want their way in the bomb, but human rights, but governance, but housing, they go living condition. I tell with all man. I tell you look like a man in voice don't call. I tell you are different pastor. They're part of band and cash people don't take your man voice. I tell you don't watch your man and they shook me head. I tell you integrity where you go. I want buy for ministry another one who want. You need a man. Me not your honorable account.
All right, we continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. And we still get Alassane from the ACC, Alassane Kagbo from the ACC, where they are this morning for talk. Let me look at the list of people we hold service passports, diplomatic passports, where una they investigate. I'm sure una go don't scrutinize then list and they will be in the out first time. We are not supposed for Ulam. The one they will be supposed, some wives, some paddies, some different list they will be in common. Wait till that happen to that list here.
We're still looking at it. In fact, the list is helping with investigation because the list clear. I get names of people, and we're looking at it very seriously.
Somebody still is saying not answering question. The one we talk on, does the commission have to wait for a week to arrest and charge Aisha if, according to the fact that she has been acting as president illegally, contrary to the SEC Act, does the commission give other suspects or offenders time to quit commission of an illegal act? I wish that is what they were doing for another people the SEC has been arresting.
Yes, there is clearly an undertone of double standards there, but that is not what it is. The point now that we give the commissioner in his wisdom, they talk to a state minister, say, I want you to take action. So reasonably, you go give the state minister some time. Now, the minister of youth will tell, say, for take action for make Aisha cease for work.
So in this case, now the minister will not for, right to honor the person directly will not for remind of this section and the crime, if at all not crime, it will continue for commit.
Well, we not owe her any duty for remind them. She knows this is something Yusef they say would only back and forth. The 1 week now for allow the minister time for take action. Not for
how treats. The minister connects in this possible and no say illegally they act.
The minister, the Ministry of Sport, now the supervisory ministry of SLAFA. So when it comes to taking administrative decisions, now the ministry, they in charge. And this will be an administrative decision for Stopham. So we just say, if this administrative decision is given, she refuses to follow that, or whatever the case, as long as it still continues, you know, cease for function at our office day, we'll do something about that, and we'll do something very decisively.
So back to the one they're waiting at custody now for this new one, when I don't take up, we get for doing the service passports then. Normally, we don't see the SEC, don't say we're not able to get enough evidence. We can make one of the some case then a court. From waiting, we don't see right now, we're not going to get enough evidence, we go lead to court.
We'll never charge if we don't get sufficient evidence for charge. And the SEC never lost a case, we say we don't get enough evidence.
But now, we don't raise concerns, say people are not willing at times for going to court.
Yes.
For helping out with evidence.
Yes, that's true. We are working on all those things. We know every institution always have room for improvement. So we are looking at those challenges we've had. And the commissioner really try for zero in on all of those things. And I assure you, if and when we decide for charge, we'll get sufficient evidence.
It always be worrisome to people and for the commission say, we don't know how long this will get for take. So in this case, normally, how long will they look into the kind case here?
Mabel, there is nowhere in the world, even the best law enforcement agencies in the world, will give you a timeline on criminal investigations. They are explosive. You cannot give a timeline to criminal investigations. It's impossible.
So in this case now, we're not left and open again.
We're not left and open. We just they say, we go try for fast track them as best as possible. But like you see, this is now a complex web of so many networks. We've been on the deal with the Salon passport there. For on that then, they need patience, they need time, and you cannot sacrifice efficiency for speed. So you demanded speed and efficiency.
Naming and shaming, I want people to be done the call for, say, the Anti-Corruption Commission for beginning and shame people. And now, Unadom, Ambassador Kanu in name already the outside. If for anything, evidence, Keruna go other side, waiting this go get for me.
The object of calling his name is not to name and shame. We get right for name and shame under asset declaration. Those who don't refuse for declare, you can name and shame them first. If you investigate, you arrest somebody, and we now are a very transparent institution, we'll come out and say, we've arrested this person on allegations of ABC.
So as it is now, na a two-way thing, give and take, na ina corruption. And I don't like presume, say, the person will be the take, now this person, would that be the gi now, in this case of them people I wanted also?
Well, now they all would investigate now. Don't forget, say, would they investigate people and from immigration, foreign affairs, and all other side, they will side and can take decisions and for gi service passport to people.
But, you know, not disclose the other people's name, when are they the one that we bingi the money for letting get a passport with them, no say they're not for.
No, we have, we'll disclose. We just know one jeopardize the investigations, but everything will come out. There's nothing we are hiding.
All right, well, few messages we will look at inside the program. Good morning, Salon. This before the program done. This what I want to say is say, Alaska, I hope the commission will fast track the investigation because Ambassador Kanu from look no well. This what I want to say. So the ACC is now telling us we have to wait for one person, not of the law, for justice to be served. A comment from Bami Rogers on Facebook. This one say fake human rights organization. Baka King Conte. Now he send a message there. Alaska is okay with his subject matter. He is very rounded. Other message. Alasan is a better speaker. On Facebook. This other one say, Mr. Alaska, you are on the right track. The people of this country 100%. And other one does say, I am not convinced that you have to explain or write letter to the Minister of Sports in this case. Sorry, you have disappointed me, sir. this other one say, you know, they see you, but you born three pick. Imagine almost if you're born, if you've been they see if you for them. All right, one message we don't come inside the program. They say, Bo, wait to make. Ask my knowledge for call me name when you read me message. But you say you know like me, Creole boy. It's not possible. I'm Creole boy. I they read names. Sorry if I know read your name in your last in my last text message, Mr. ACC. When will you start investigating international NGOs as you also receive donor funds meant to benefit the people of Sierra Leone? Okay. Can I wrap up now?
First of all, in responding to the listener, we feel disappointed. I understand your emotions, but no worry, we'll do something about that. Not to wait till you think. It's no special privilege, not just administrative processes. We are sure, when I say, would make the difference with this country to look for. For those who send messages and praise me, I'm very humbled. I'm still learning, and thank you.
All right, plenty. Thank you. We're joining at the program this
somebody
morning.
Somebody say, Eleku and Mabel una close on Facebook. They say, Alaska and Mabel, Eleku una close.
Thank you.
It look fiba.
Nice connection.
Thank you. We can have the program this morning. Well, that's now been Alasan Kagbo, commander of the Anti-Corruption Commission. He can give you updates on waiting and waiting the commission they do so far as on the 11th. We all know say them being issued out a release. We say them all up to 11 people them. We get for do with service passports where some people and get where they're not supposed to forget. And the commission said they continue for look inside this. Plenty thank you to Una Sef. We send Una text message at the program. Following our Facebook page. Continue for listening to Radio Democracy at 9 o'clock. We get with 9 a.m. news, and 12 o'clock we get with midday show in our other current affairs program. At 7 in the evening we get national news, and again 9 o'clock na net we get other updated version of the current affairs program. We are waiting to be all line up for you and other program them. Continue for listening. Plenty thank you to the production team, Michael Sambola and Alex Lawrence Groma, who produced the program. And my name is Belkawa. This will get to say for a wonderful day.
All right. And Moses Kevua and team, we make una watch we live on Facebook. No complaints today. The internet don't come on back. Thanks to the service providers, them. And also DJ Lava, we give technical support. Well, on behalf of the team, Minasma James, we wish you all a blessed weekend.
Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Well, that's Sammy U News and Current Affairs program. We come to you every weekday, Monday to Friday, from 7:30 to 9 a.m. Well, the time right now from 2 o'clock, 9 a.m. Now, the time for Make will bring you Salon and International News.
The Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. This is Salon and some international news. But first, the main points them inside the news. The executive secretary at the Disability Commission, Sir Lamin Kotekwi, say for the past 6 months where the commission in office born, Nado workman and the Sidon for do them work. The general manager na the Guma Valley Water Company, Bankole Mansare, don say government office then get for pay Guma Valley over 22 billion loans for water rates. And the Minister of Finance, Jacob Jusu Safa, say the Chinese government don give Salon $40 million United States dollar where government go use for support the free quality education program. That's be the main point them. Now for the full news with Khadija Bangura. The Manager for Taxpayer Services Education and Business Registration, now the National Revenue Authority, Matilda Zainab Kamara, don't say the tax education where NIA and civil society organization and don't begin to go out by the couple where NIA don't collect for this year.
Why we come with the civil society organization? Because then at the grassroots people, then na civil society people where they meet with the grassroots people one to one, and now then they know the issues then waiting. They involve the people then there. So if then go April for pass these messages to the general public, to the grassroots people, then go accept them. And they will comply with all the tax angles and the taxes they will need for comply with. NIMEC will involve them. And we don't say that they always they partner with all another institution. And when they partner with other institutions then, and there will be more efforts based on their objective.
Matilda Zainab Kamara talked this inside one tax education training where NIA do with different civil society organization them for talk about the way how they can collect tax couple for government. He continues say civil society organization them can go na different parts them na the country for tell people about different information them. Now that make it say NIA decide for engage them so that then go help them for tell people about the different tax them where NIA can gather from the public. Inside Ion Talk, the National Coordinator for the Civil Society Consortium on Community Accountability and Service Delivery, William Sao Lamin, say they are civil society activists them. Go use the sabi where they don't get from NRA on different tax them. For make people understand about the reason them, we make them for pay tax and how then tax couple them, go help government for develop the country. The executive secretary at the Disability Commission, Sir Lamin Kotekwi, say from where the commission in office born over 6 months now though the commission will command them they sit down for do them work.
The atmosphere where they work is very bad because they expose themselves to cold, the sun, because the place born, I know they go sit down. And then one time they even tell on me personal health. Government table for rent for a reasonable place, accessible place, fine. Or then give we government building. And then the second alternative could be then government get land and a government they give state land. And then can give we land.
Sir Lamin Kotekwi talk this to Radio Democracy. Usai ibi they talk about the serious challenge them where it say, workman them na the disabled commission they get for seka the office space where they not get for do them work. This make a call on government for help them with new office so that they go able do proper work. As all this they be, some blind people them na free tongue. They ask government for give them land where so yet organization and go use for bill host for them so that they go tap for sleep na streets.
No sign of the na this entire salon. No sign of the way you go see na yanda government give blind people them. Some of your sister they even give them because of then they sleep na table, then they sleep na streets. Some of your brother and sister then they die because of cold. They sleep na table, cold they mourn na you. If they sick, say he die. So now that's make we say government for let them give you a state land.
When I get farm food, we now have fantastic. Who they sleep now ground? Like I see now, we say show now. They would sleep. We no get safe for sleep.
Then disabled people here talk this for sake of concern the way they get, but outside they can sleep as they say. Then as blind people not get sight for tap and serve plenty disabled people na streets they can sleep. So they say if government give them land, then get Soriat organization them. We're ready for build disabled home for them. The communications officer and the Independent Police Complaint Board, Ahmed Finosi, say, don't say, they're not go able to look inside the incidents them way being at two village them inside my 91 this BN term and pull their reports to the public inside 21 days term.
Now allegation for now, so IPCB now get a responsibility with the cooperation of the witnesses and the Sierra Leone Police for try for identify who that key this man here. But however, we go try very hard, follow, we will speed up the investigation process. And you know, we not able to get timeline to people. We now an independent institution. We get a mandate. And when we don't do investigation, if the outcome is criminal, would they send them to the DPP? If not misconduct, would they send them to the IG?
Ahmed Finosi say talk this to Radio Democracy. Where it be they talk about how far the Independent Police Complaint Board don't go for do the investigation. For sake of the plenty allegation, then we come out now the incident will be in a two village them inside my 91 this being team. It continue say the complaint board they carry on with the independent investigation and go tell the public who that killed the 29-year-old man at Motibo village inside my 91 this being team and serve, then go same way so investigate the other allegation them. Where people make say the police officer they were been go do this operation been rape some woman them. The Minister of Finance Jacob Jusuf Safa don't say the Chinese government don't give Salon $40 million United States dollar where governments go use for support the free quality education program.
The Chinese pledge to give a total sum of 250 million RMB, which approximates to something like $40 million. They call it free assistance. It basically means we get to support. So that's not to support, but that's even though the letter, we send it to them, they'll send the money to our budget, we can use it. That is part of our free education and social services. Cancel our debt. I've just asked the debt unit to compile all debt figures for us. That not only for Sierra Leone, for other countries. You don't want to go for a loan, 5% interest rate, for example, or a loan that you have to pay by 5 years.
Jacob Jusuf Safa talk this na the Ministry of Information inside one meeting where they all with journalists them for talk but waiting come on at the Wakaway President Biogo do na China this BN team. It continued say the government go look inside the different agreements them where the past government